那这一节我们继续来看以斯拉记。
We'll continue to study the book of Nehemiah.
第一章到第七章，我们已经看到重修城墙的工程已经完毕。
From chapters 1 to 7, it describes the rebuilding of the Jerusalem city wall, and the construction was completed.
那各样的施工人员也已经安排妥当。
And he also assigned the appropriate workers.
那工作工程已经完毕。
So he already finished his work.
尼希米亚并没有马上就举行告成礼。
But he did not have the dedication ceremony right away.
跟重建圣殿不一样。
So this is something that is different from the rebuilding of the temple.
重建圣殿工程完毕，马上就举行献殿礼。
Because as soon as the temple construction was completed, they held a dedication ceremony.
这个圣城的城墙工程完毕之后，尼希米并没有马上举行告成礼。
But after the city walls were rebuilt, he did not hold the dedication ceremony right away.
为什么？
Why?
留给大家思想。
I give this question to you for you to think about.
好，那现在我们要看第五节。
Now we're going to study chapter
7. 这里一句话说，我的神感动我心。
It says that my God moved my heart.
我们有一些人呢，好像误解了，说啊，什么事情要靠圣灵感动。
Some people have this misunderstanding that they need to be moved by the Holy Spirit all the time.
这一句话是绝对不会错的。
It is true that we need to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
只是看我们是不是真的。
But we need to examine whether we have truly been moved by the Holy Spirit.
本来我们都是要顺服圣灵的感动做一切的事情。
It is true that we need to be moved by the Holy Spirit in all the things that we do.
不是这句话错，是讲这句话的人的问题。
It's not that it is bad or wrong to say that you've been moved by the Holy Spirit.
是真的还是假的？
But sometimes the sayer of the words were not true to themselves.
我们从头到尾，我们看到尼希米，他是真的。
But from the book of Nehemiah, we can see that Nehemiah was true to his words.
从重建圣殿开始，
from the
我们看到都是真的。
Until the end, we can see that he was true to his words.
今天在我们属灵的真教会，我们也应该要重视这个。
In the spiritual true church, we also need to emphasize.
才能够避免呢做错路。
To emphasize that we always say the true words.
我们尊重神呢，不用担心。
As long as we respect God, we do not need to worry.
虽然有一些人会误用，也没有关系。
Even though sometimes some people may misuse their words, it is okay.
不要因为这样子因意会识就不好了。
But we shouldn't let those wrong words affect us.
所以我在教会里面发现，有些人因为有人常常误用这个圣灵感动，圣灵感动，就把这个认为说是不对的。
So there are cases in the church where some people misuse the term that they've been moved by the Holy Spirit in different things, and so sometimes that may cause a failure in the faith of others.
我认为这种就是因意会识。
But we shouldn't be affected by those situations.
会让教会走向人的道路。
We should continue to believe that the Holy Spirit does move us.
你看旧约时代那么多假先知。
We can see from the Old Testament books that there were many false prophets. And Nehemiah himself also met many false prophets.
先知可以废掉吗？
Can we say that because there were false prophets, we should stop believing that there are true prophets?
就对先知失去信心吗？
Should we lose our faith in the true prophets?
所有的先知都是神的话，神的灵感动，他才会说话的。
All the true prophets would only speak words that have been moved by the Spirit of God.
所有神的工差遣的工人都是有神的灵感动他才会做事。
All of the workers that have been sent by God have been sent because they have been moved by the Holy Spirit.
这个是我们属灵真教会啊应该要坚持的立场。
And this is a conviction that we need to insist on in this true church.
从我信主到现在。
From the time I believed in Christ,
我坚持这个信心。
I have insisted on believing in this.
哎，感谢神。
And thank God.
我认为这个圣经是真的。
I believe that the Bible is true.
所以我看这一句话，我就很感动。
So when I read these words, I was very moved.
我就得到很多的教训跟学习。
I learned many precious lessons from these words.
这里说我的神感动我心。
Here says that my God moved my heart.
前面我说我的神在我心里要做的事情。
It also said the things that my God caused me to will to do.
他都很清楚。
He knows.
好，那现在神感动他做什么事情？
So now, what has God moved him to do?
说去召聚那些贵胄、官长和百姓，要照家谱计算。
He says that God put into his heart to gather the nobles, the rulers, and the people, so there might be registered by genealogy.
城墙已经完成了。
The city wall has been rebuilt.
现在要清查这些犹大人。
They proceeded to register all the Jews.
那尼希米就去找到第一次上来之人的家谱。
So Nehemiah went out to find the genealogy of those who returned first.
就是以斯拉记第二章那个家谱。
And it is the genealogy recorded in Nehemiah chapter 2.
哦，一一的来清查。
So they counted the people one by one.
那是第一次回来的这些人，重建圣殿的人，今天呢，他们也是参与了重建圣城的工作。
We find that those who had helped in the rebuilding of the temple continue to help rebuild the city wall as well.
那现在要清查。
So now they wanted to register the people.
可见这些起初被神的灵感动回来参与重建圣殿的人。
So we can see that those people who were moved by the Holy Spirit to return to rebuild the temple.
现在他们还在吗？
Continue to work.
他们的情况怎么样？
And we will see what happened to them.
这个清查是一定要了解。
And this is something we need to pay attention to.
这也让我们知道说，我们要常常了解群羊的景况，起初的信心还在吗？
This lets us understand that we need to continue to monitor the state of the faith of the fold.
因为第一次的这个家谱所记载的人，每一个都是被神的灵激动的人。
Because the people who were registered in the first genealogy were moved by the Holy Spirit of God.
那个时候，那种神的灵感动，那种热心，那种信心还在吗？
And they wanted to see whether the zeal that they once had when they were moved by God continued to be present.
我在清查信徒的时候，了解信徒就是要了解这个。
The reason why I check the church directory is this.
如果还在，你就放心了。
I will check if they still remain in church and if they still come to church.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
The book of Hebrews, chapter
3. 希伯来书的作者也很重视这一点。
The author of the book of Hebrews also emphasized this.
14节。
Verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份。
Says, for we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
所以在我们教会里面的侍奉工作。
So as we do the service in church.
每一项工程完毕之后只要查一查起初的信心还在吗？
After we complete each task, we need to examine whether our faith has been the same as our previous, our original faith.
不然的话，有些人哇，工作是做得不错，但是信心可能退掉。
If we do not do that, we may do a good job, but at the end, we will lose our faith.
我们看尼希米，从开始建造城墙那种啊警醒，那一种啊侍奉的精神。
We can see that Nehemiah was watchful from the very beginning.
完成之后，他更谨慎。
And after he completed the rebuilding, he was even more watchful.
因为神感动他。
Because God moved him.
现在啊，查一下，看这些百姓情况怎么样，信心怎么样。
And God moved him to register the people to see how their faith, the state of their faith.
当我们啊了解我们的弟兄姐妹啊。哇，起初那个确实的信心还在，我们就放心了。
We will be glad when we find that our brothers and sisters' faith have remained the same or even better.
那从这一章里头啊，对照以斯拉记第二章啊，看起来还不错。
If we compare this chapter to Nehemiah chapter 2, we will find that
一个也没有失落。
They did not lose anybody.
那就好了。
And so that was good.
感谢神。
Praise God.
那接下来呢？第八章。
Now we're going to study chapter 8, Nehemiah chapter 8.
第八章啊，这个是开始啊，要进行这个啊，来啊教导百姓学习圣经。
So from chapter 8 on, they began to teach the people the law of Moses.
要来建立他们的信仰。
To rebuild their faith.
这是延续以斯拉上一次回来所做的。
And this is a work of continuation from the time Ezra returned.
以斯拉回来所做的只是按照律法书了解百姓的状况哇。犯罪了，叫他们彻底的悔改，只有做这个工作。
When Ezra returned, his work was to find out the state of the faith of the people, and he warned them to return and repent.
那一项工作、就是祷告的功夫。
So the work that he did was that he prayed for the people.
所以你看以斯拉从头到尾就是祷告，就是哭，就是继续祷告，没有其他的。
So from what Ezra did, we find that all he did was that he gave warnings, he prayed, he fasted and prayed for them.
He 他都没有讲什么话。
He did not say any words.
百姓自动就彻底悔改。
And the people automatically repented.
所以我们要叫一个人悔改。
So today, if we want someone to repent,
就是学习以斯拉这种祷告的精神。
We should imitate the spirit of Ezra.
那现在他们已经悔改了。
So now they have repented already.
悔改之后啊，那就要造就他，要造就他。
After people have repented, we need to edify them.
所以尼希米这个人很有智慧。
And so Nehemiah was a very wise man.
现在要造就百姓的信仰。
He wanted now to rebuild the faith of the people.
他说第八章我们看到。
So in chapter 8 we see.
他就也是在七月的时候呢，召集大家到水门前，就圣殿的水门前那边呢，圣城的那个地方，宽阔的地方，大家在那里聚集。
So he gathered all the people to the water gate of the holy city.
特别请文士以斯拉来教导百姓。
And he especially invited Ezra the scribe to teach the people the law of Moses.
以斯拉的定制就是要教导百姓。明白神的律法。
The goal of Ezra was to teach the people so that they may understand the law of Moses.
所以上次的工作呢，只是百姓悔改了。
So the work he had completed before was that he made the people repent.
现在呢，要造就他们，用圣经的话来造就他们。
And now he would edify the people with the word of God.
所以将摩西的律法带来。来教导百姓。
So he brought the book of the law of Moses to teach the people of Israel.
这里有第二节说啊，带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
In verse 2 it says, He taught the law before the people, the men and women who could hear and understand the law.
我们知道啊，他们当时的人呢、啊，是手上是没有圣经的，都是靠听的。
We know that people at that time did not have Bibles in their homes, and so they could only understand through hearing.
所以关于这个道理呀、啊，很重视的是听，啊，听。
So for them to learn the word of God, it was very important for them to hear.
你一听了能够明白，那就好了。
If they could hear and understand, it was good.
如果听了还不明白
，If they listen and did not understand,
哇，那就比较麻烦。
It was not as helpful.
有些人听道理不明白。
Today it is the same. There are many people who listen to the sermons and they do not understand.
还要再来研究圣经，还是不明白。
And they would go and read the Bible, they still do not understand.
如果你听明白，那看圣经就明白了。
If you can listen to the word of God and understand, then when you read the Bible, you will also understand.
所以第一个一定要求听能够明白。
So when we preach, we need to ask God so that the people can hear and understand.
啊，所以你看启示录，主耶稣写信给七个教会，最后都是一句话，啊，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
In the book of Revelation, the words of Jesus to the seven churches, in that he always ends each passage with, hear, for those who have a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
所以他们在水门宽阔处啊，从早上到中午啊，啊，在那些听一切听了能明白的人面前宣读这个律法书。
And so that is why in Nehemiah it said that Ezra preached to the people, whoever who could hear and understand.
第三节那里说，众民侧耳而听。
In verse 3, it says that all the people listen attentively.
这句话很难啊。
Sometimes it is difficult to achieve this.
当一个人侧耳而听的时候是什么意思？
What does it mean when someone is listening attentively?
表示他很专心。
It means that this person is paying full attention.
每一句话都听得很清楚。
And he is able to hear every word, every sentence.
他要明白所听到的。
And it also shows that this person wants to understand all that he hears.
所有听了都明白了。
And so that he is able to understand all he hears.
哦，听不容易。
It is difficult to listen as well.
有些人他不愿意听。
Some people refuse to listen.
我自己看就好，为什么要听你讲？
He will say, I just want to read it for myself. I do not need to listen to you.
真的会明白吗？
For those people, do you think they will truly understand?
你看那个太监啊，一天到晚都是读圣经吗？
There are many eunuchs who study the Bible all the time.
连坐在马车上都在读圣经。
And sometimes even in chariots, they will read the scriptures.
圣灵告诉腓力说，靠近他，靠近那个马车。
But the Holy Spirit asked, commanded Philip to go close to the chariot.
听到他在念以赛亚书。
And Philip heard that he was reading the book of Isaiah. 刚好
念到的预言主耶稣的事情。
And it just happened that he was reading about the prophecies of Jesus.
圣灵感动腓力，很不客气的，你念的你明白吗？
And so the Holy Spirit moved Philip to say something very bluntly. He said, Do you understand what you're reading?
一个走路的人问一个坐马车的人说，你练了，你明白吗？这样。
It was rather strange that someone who was walking on two feet asked someone who was in a chariot whether he understood what he was reading.
太大胆也太不礼貌了吧。
So he was very daring and he was very impolite.
可是这个是神感动他讲的。
But these were the words that God had moved him through his spirit.
这是神的话。
And those were the words of God.
不是人的话。
And those were not words from men.
哎，这个太监很谦卑。
But this eunuch was very humble.
哎呀，没有人指教，我怎么会明白？哎，请上车。
And he said, "Sure, since no one has taught me, of course I do not understand. Please come to my chariot and teach me."
所以一个人肯侧耳听神的话，那表示他是一个很谦卑的人。
So if we see someone. If we see someone who is very humbly listens to the word of God attentively, we know that this person is a humble person.
那这种人呢？圣经上说，主耶稣说，这人有福了，虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。
And also Jesus tells us that Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven.
饥渴慕义的人有福了, 他们要得到饱足。
It also says that blessed are those who thirst, for they will be filled.
所以这里特别说, 带到那个听了能明白的人面前, 读给他们听。
And so here it tells us to bring the message to those who will listen attentively so that they will be filled.
以斯拉就他们就召集所有这些利未人来帮忙。
So they gather all the Levites to help them.
以斯拉是主持这一次的这个学习。
Ezra was the one who held the teaching ceremony.
那么以斯拉开始领会，他是带领这一次的聚会。
And so Ezra was the one who led the service.
在第五节说，当以斯拉站在台上啊。 把这个圣经打开的时候
In verse 5 it says When Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people
众门都站起来
All the people stood up
本来他们坐在地上的
Because they were sitting on the ground before
但是当这个圣经一打开就站起来
But when Ezra opened the book they all stood up
以斯拉就开始颂赞神
Then Ezra began to bless God.
众民应声说, Amen.
Then all the people answered, Amen.
低头伏在地上敬拜神。
And they bowed down their heads and worshiped God.
他们非常敬畏神。
They feared God.
而且用非常敬畏的心要来听神的话。
And with a contrite heart, they came to listen to the words of God.
一个真正敬畏神的人,
a person who truly fears God,
他一定会敬畏神的话,
will surely fear the word of God.
所以对神的话像哥尼流那种精神。
So they would listen to the word of God like Cornelius.
哥尼流是一个敬畏神的虔诚的人。
Cornelius was a devout person who feared God.
他要听神的话。
He wanted to listen to the word of God.
彼得到他家里的时候,
so when Peter came to his house,
他说你来了真好。
He said, since you've come, it is good.
现在我们都在主的面前, 要听主所吩咐你要说的一切话。
Because we want to come to the sight of God to listen to all the words that you will tell us.
彼得就开口向他们讲道。
So Peter opened his mouth and started to preach to them.
在场的所有的 哥尼流和他的那些亲戚朋友啊，每一句话都听得很清楚。
And so all the family of Cornelius listened to every word that Peter preached to them.
哇，圣灵就浇灌在他们身上。
And so the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
来印证说他们明白了所听到的。
To confirm the fact that they understood what they heard.
所以今天呢，我们要向这些听了能明白的人。
So we should preach to those who will listen and understand.
一定是具备两个条件。
There are two requirements.
虚心的人。
Those who will understand are those who are meek.
饥渴慕义的人。
And they are those who thirst for the word of God.
才有可能侧耳听, 以这样虔诚的精神来听神的话。
Only these types of people will have, will pay full attention to the word of God.
现在看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
说他们清清楚楚地练神的律法书, 讲明意思, 使百姓明白所练的。
It says that they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading.
我们每一次的聚会,
during every service,
一定要以这个为, 目的。
We should use this verse as our aim.
要清清楚楚地练。 圣经的话
We should read the word of God clearly
因为我们要听神的话
Because we want to listen to the word of God
神的话记载在圣经里面
And the word of God has been written in the Bible
所以要念圣经的话
And so we should study and read the word of God
很清楚 大家听得很清楚
Read the Bible And we should listen so We should say it clearly so that people can understand
然后呢 讲明意思
And we should interpret the meaning of the Bible
是听的人都明白了
so that those who listen will understand.
啊，这个聚会的目的就达成了。
In this way, we will fulfill the reason that we have service.
看他们这一次的聚会，啊，真的很成功。
So we can see that they held a very successful service.
那这百姓听到明白神啊的律法书。
When the people heard the word of God, they understood.
受感动。
And they were moved.
明白了就感动。
Because they understood, so they were moved.
就哭了。
They began to weep.
啊，尼希米跟以斯拉就去安慰他们。
Then Nehemiah and Ezra comforted them.
说不要哭。
They said, "Do not mourn."
今天是神的圣日。
This day is the holy day of God.
要快乐。
You should be joyful.
因为啊，靠神得的喜乐就是你们的力量。
He said, "Because the joy of the Lord is your strength."
我们今天听神的话，不是单哭。
Today, as we listen to the word of God, we should not only know to cry.
转成喜乐，得到力量。
After we cry, we should, in turn, gain strength from the joy of the Lord.
所以我们在这一次来啊，哇，听这么多神的话，祷告，哇，感动哭，这个是好，这个开始了。
It is good that since we've come here, we've learned the word of God, and we cried.
要怎么样？
But after we've cried,
喜乐。
We should have this joy.
得到力量了。
Because we have regained strength from God.
哦，那就好。
And it is good.
如果没有转成喜乐，那得不到力量。
If our sorrow does not turn into joy, we will not gain strength.
所以那个道理一听，祷告之后就很喜乐，变成喜乐，你就得到力量，重新得力。如果没有的话，不会得到力量。
So after we listen to the word of God, we pray, and we should regain strength through the joy of the Lord. If we find that we do not gain strength, then we do not have this joy, we will not have strength.
哇，那百姓听了之后明白了。
And so the people heard and understood.
第十二节说，因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
Because they understood the words that they had been taught.
这个教训他们的话就是尼希米、以斯拉教训他们。
With which words were they taught? They were taught by the words of Nehemiah and Ezra.
所以呢，他们就大家一起分享，哇，所有的啊，分享有的没有的都一样，大家都一起分享，想吃啊，那些所预备的，哇，很高兴，大家很大大的快乐。
And so all the people went their way to eat and drink and shared, and they rejoiced greatly.
所以你看，他们就是说，现在是什么？分享团契，得到快乐。
And so, they also gain joy from sharing.
这个是属灵的城墙。
And this is a spiritual city wall.
物质的城墙虽然好了，可是属灵的城墙还没有建立。
Even though at the time they had rebuilt the city wall, the physical city wall.
现在，用神的话造就他们。
They had not rebuilt the spiritual city wall, so the word of God.
神的话。
So the word of God edified them, and they understood the word of God.
他们被感动。
So they were moved.
然后呢，就告诉他们，指导他们怎么做。
And so the word of God came to them to teach them what to do.
现在要快乐，大家分享。
And they taught them to rejoice and share in common.
啊，就好了，团契就起来了。
And their fellowship was built up.
我们这次也是一样。
It is the same this time.
感动了以后就团契。
After we have been moved here, we go to the fellowship hall to fellowship. And we share our experiences.
大大的快乐。
And we rejoice in each other's company.
圣经都是这样说。
And this is what the Bible tells us.
我们也要这样学习。
And this is what we should imitate.
那一些领导者。
Those leaders.
十三节。
In verse 13.
第二天呢，都来再来找你以斯拉。
It says, on the second day, the leaders came to find Ezra.
说要留心听律法啊上的话。
In order to understand the words of the law.
如果教会的领导者是这样的，
If the leaders of the church can be the same.
那这个教会啊，一定兴旺。
The church will be prosperous.
他们是，这个是族长，就是带领百姓。
These were the tribal leaders that led the people.
哇，太好了，这个神的话太好了。
And they really treasure the word of God.
以前我们都不明白。
They felt that they didn't understand the word of God before.
哇，参加一天的聚会，哇，这个神的话太好了。
And having one day of service given by Ezra, they understood the word of God, and they found that it was truly wonderful.
第二天, 主动的, 大家要, 来走, 以色列, 我在听, 我们要再听。
And so on the second day, very voluntarily, they came together again to listen to the word of God.
感谢神,
Praise God.
很多第一次参加, 哇, 太好了, 第二, 还要参加。
There are many of us who have attended NATS before. After attending NATS for the first time, they found the word so wonderful, they came again.
那今天如果说我们的教会的那这些工作人员，尤其是带领的人呢，有这样的精神呢，那就好了。If
the leaders in our churches can have the spirit of those who came to listen to the word of God again,
这个属灵的这个城墙一定可以建立起来的。The
spiritual city wall can be rebuilt.
感谢神。
Praise God.
所以他们听了，哇，以色列就再念给他们听。
And so because of this, Ezra again said the word of God
to them.
And so they read to the passage about the Feast of the Tabernacle.
他们说,啊,我们都没有,没有守过祝棚节啊。
And so they found out that they had never observed the Feast of the Tabernacle.
哇,这个祝棚节是这么大的恩典。
And so they found out how wonderful the blessings are.
这么重要的一个节日。
They found out how important it was as a feast.
没有遵守。
They found out they had never observed that feast.
马上采取行动。
Immediately.
听了道理, 马上采取行动。
Immediately they began to prepare for it.
雅各书说, 不要单单听到啊, 啊,
the book of James tells us not only to listen to the word, but to do the word.
就会在一切所行的事上蒙福。
And then we will be blessed in all that we do.
所以这些领导者听了之后马上采取行动。
So once the leaders heard the word, they immediately went out to carry out what is said.
叫众民准备，召集大家要来守逾越这个祝棚节。
And so immediately ordered the people to observe this feast.
哦，这个是很好，模范。
So this was a very good example.
我记得我到中国大陆去。 看访问那些教会。
There was one time I went to mainland China to visit the churches there.
因为刚刚复兴起来，他们很多以前都没有圣经，他们道理啊，都还不太了解。
At the time, their faith had just been recently revived because before that time, they did not have access to Bibles, and so they could only understand the Bible superficially.
信心是恢复了，大家很热心。
So after they received more Bibles, they revived their faith.
但是不知道怎么做。
But they did not know what to do.
所以我们就特别呢, 啊, 去告诉他们,
so I gave this message to them.
教会,
I taught them how to rebuild their church.
把这些道理告诉他们之后,
actually, I taught them from the Bible.
我同样跟他们讲这个,
I actually preached the same message to them
in
the book of Nehemiah. After I preached to them,
回来再经过半年我再去,
and I went home, and after 6 months I went back to the same church.
看到他们都建立起来了, 我吓一跳。
I saw that they had in fact rebuilt the church already.
这个是在台湾看不到的。
And the speed that they rebuilt their faith was so amazing that I'd never seen it in Taiwan.
你讲的时候他听得很感动, 是会有的。
And it is true that I often saw people being moved by the word of God.
他说回过头来看, 啊, 哦, 建立起来, 这个是看不到的。
But it was very rare to I'd never seen how quickly they rebuilt their faith after they listened to the word. But in mainland China, you can see this all the time.
So, 为什么我就想中国大陆的教会一定会大大的兴旺。
And at that time, even in the very beginning, I believe that the church in China will be revived greatly.
果然没有错, 比我想象的更大更快。
And it actually came true. They actually grew much faster than I had expected.
所以我们看这个17节啊,
Let's read verse 17.
他们就开始啊, 按照律法书上的话来举行这个祝棚节。
And so they carried out what the book of the law preached to them. 哦,
那最后一句话说, 于是众人大大喜乐。
In the last verse it says that so all the people rejoiced gladly, rejoiced.
今天我们在信仰上要得到这种大大的喜乐。
Today, for us to rejoice greatly,
就是遵行神的话。
We need to do the will of God.
你去做，你就会得到这种喜乐。
We need to do according to the word of God. Then
不是单听没有用，听的不是听就可以得到。
We cannot expect that as long as we listen, we will receive.
听了你明白了，可能会感动你哭了，但是呢，这样就完了，没有事了。
If we only listen and be moved by the word, but we do not do anything, it will have no result.
接下来你要得到力量起来做，哇，就有大大的喜乐。
But if we do according to the will of God, you can see the results and you will rejoice greatly.
所以你看，接下来呢，就有八天呢，这个筑梦节一共八天，从头一天到最后一天，每天以色列都念圣经给他们听。
And so the Feast of the Tabernacle lasted for 8 days. From day 1 to day 8, Ezra continued to read the Word of God to them.
所以这一次的聚会啊，得到的效果相当的大。
And so the result of this extended service was great.
这是第八章所记载。
And this is what chapter 8 records.
好，那第九章呢，我们看他们在接下来了，又有更积极的这个行动出来了。
In chapter 9, we see that there are other works that were carried out.
所以这个月的24号啊，以色列人聚集禁食，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘。
In verse 1, it says, "Now on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting in sackcloth and with dust on their heads."
为什么
？Why？
你看前面，祝棚节当中啊，听啊那些。以色列念给他们的律法书，听了。
It is because they had heard the word of God during the feast of the tabernacle.
他们知道对照自己的生活，哇，我们以前都没有遵守。
From hearing about the word of God, they realized that they had not do according to the word of God previously.
那怎么办
？So what should they do?
所以你看，24号他们就大家就聚集了，禁食祷告，痛悔了。
So that this is what they did on the 24th day of that month. They fasted and prayed.
你看，这个是主动，这个是明白道理之后，大家呢，真正从内心里面，要彻底悔改，在神面前。
We can see that this is a voluntary action from hearing the word of God.
所以在第二节说，以色列人呢，就与一切外邦人离绝。站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪恶。
In verse 2 it says that the Israelites separated themselves from all foreigners and they stood and confessed their sins.
以色列在那里是以色列祷告出来的。
The reason why they did this was that Ezra prayed for them.
现在这里是读圣经明白圣经产生出来的。
The reason they did this was that they had read the word of God.
这很清楚了
So it is very clear from this passage.
好那么他们就举行了这个特别的这一次的聚会。
So they held a special service.
这禁食祷告会。
This was a service of fasting and praying.
那他们在那一天呢，四分之一的时间站在自己的地方念神的律法书。
And so for a fourth of the day, they stood there and read the word of God.
有四分之一的时间呢，认罪祷告。
For a fourth of the day, they repented of their sins and they prayed.
所以现在我们有些教会举行祷告会的时候，前半段是读圣经，后半段是祷告。
For sometimes when we hold prayer services in our church, we will spend the first half reading from the Word of God and the second half praying.
这叫读经祷告会。
And this is what we call a Bible reading and praying session.
有些地方是唱诗祷告会。
There are other churches who have hymn singing and prayer sessions.
前段唱诗，后段祷告。
They would sing hymns for the first half and then pray for the second half.
现在我们的祷告会，你看前面就讲一段圣经，接下后面就祷告。
The prayer sessions we have here are those that where we listen to the word of God first.
根据这个地方来的。
And this is in accordance to this verse.
那这里做四分之一到底多久？
What does it mean, one-fourth of the day?
一天的时间是白天来算的，是12个小时。
If we count the day as 12 hours,
那就是3个小时。
1/4 of 12 hours would be 3 hours.
站着听圣经的话。
We can imagine they stood for 3 hours to listen.
3个小时站着在那里悔改祷告。
They spent 3 hours to repent and pray.
那一共他们这次的聚会是6个小时。
And so they had a service for 6 hours.
跟我们差不多了，我们一天也有6节哈。
It's about the same as what we have here because we have 6 sessions each day.
所以说下面呢。 这是他们的祷告文，祷告文，悔改祷告文。
What follows is the words in their prayers.
好好的念，很感动人的哈，好好念。
If you read this section carefully, you will be moved.
每次念都会感动。
Every time I read these words, I am moved.
那最后，最后我们看一下。
And let's read the very last section.
最后这些所代表者呢签名，最后一句话看到。 38节
Let's read verse 38
说因这一切的事我们立确实的约写在册上我们的首领立位人和祭司都签了名
It says And because of all this we make a sure covenant and write it Our leaders, our Levites and our priests seal it
那下面第10章就签名了这一段签名都签在这里
And so in chapter 10 records all the people who signed the document
看他们那一种 真诚的，在神面前彻底的那一种悔改，那一种立志，要遵循神的律法。We
can see them by their action in signing this document that they have a heart of true repentance and determination to change in front of God.
所以，从这个之后，这个影响很大。这一次影响到现在的以色列人，他们对律法的那种重视。
And because of their determination to do this, it actually has been passed down to even the Jews today.
感谢神，这个第10章呢，然后呢，他们也把一些该做的，在圣殿里面该服侍神的一些办法，主动的自己很主动的没人讲，就很甘心乐意的该奉献的该侍奉的该做的都照样去做。
And so very voluntarily, they carried out the words that had been taught to them. They helped with a service at the temple, and they gave tithe.
那现在我们看到第10章的最后一句话。
And let us now read the last few words of chapter 10.
既然都大家恢复了这个很正常的在圣殿里面服侍神的工作。
They resume the regular worship at the temple.
所以这样我们就不离弃我们的神的殿。
It says that in the very last sentence, we will not neglect the house of our God.
信仰就建立起来。
They have rebuilt their faith.
感谢神。
Praise God.
我们这一节讲到这里，同时默祷。
We will end the session here.